In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Pete Moss, president of Frazier Barnes & Associates, a renewable fuel consulting firm in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Now we have 50, 60 million gallon per year plants. But what we're seeing is with all this capacity that soybean oil prices have come up. And soybean oil itself has been more closely tied to the value of petroleum oil. And so as those prices come up, it makes it less attractive, economically speaking, to produce biodiesel than it did in the past. So we're seeing some slowdown as the market tries to react to this additional demand for the oil.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Every 9 days, we get an additional 100 million gallons of ethanol brought into the marketplace. And so there are a number of plants that are under development, and many of the developers of these plants have multiple projects in mind. In other words, one developer might be building 10 ethanol plants, each one 100 million gallons. So there's another billion gallons of ethanol just from one developer. What we are seeing is that some concern about the supply of corn. Do we have enough corn to satisfy the growth of the industry? So in both ethanol and biodiesel, we just want to make sure as the industry continues to grow that we're going to have enough feedstock for the industry.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have an opportunity to grow other crops that can, let's call them the future crops, the new crops for starch and new crops for oil. So instead of growing soybeans that have 18% oil, we grow other crops that have 40% oil. And therefore we can actually capture the newer market that produces more starch and more oil per acre and build our own plants based off these higher yielding crops. So I think that what that does is that provides the farmers with an opportunity to invest in the industry, not on the original model, but on the newer model, and allow them to take advantage of that and profit from it.